What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mac Lessons Radio. And I am your host, Tariq King Flex Nasheed. And I'm glad to have everybody back on the show. Such a pleasure to hear back from everybody. And today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. And today's show is brought to you by MTV Made. Now, for all those people who didn't see the episode of me on MTV Made, I'm going to be on MTV Made. Well, they're going to rerun the episode again tomorrow, Monday, October the 9th. It's Sunday night, and we're broadcasting live here in Los Angeles. And tomorrow, Monday afternoon, 2:30 p.m. on MTV, they're going to rerun the first MTV Made episode that I did. So all you people who missed that, you can check it out tomorrow. Very funny show. Be sure to check that out. Anyway, we're going to keep the Mackin' going as we usually do. We're going to keep it P-I till we D-I. And I got a caller on the phone. Caller, what's your name?
My name is Paul.
Your name is Paul?
Paul, yeah. How you doing, T-Flex?
How you doing, bro? Where you from?
I'm from, I live in Pomona, California.
Live in Pomona?
Pomona, Cali.
Okay.
But I'm originally from the Congo, in Africa.
Oh, okay. How long you been out here?
I've been out here about 4 years and a half.
Okay. Okay, and what's your question, sir?
Well, I have like a little problem. Since I got to the States, I have a problem finding a girl. And so I just wanted to ask a few advice, if you can advise me on places where I should go and find some good-looking ladies, you know, because I've been here for a while and I have yet to find a girlfriend.
Okay, so you've been out here for 4 years and you haven't found a girlfriend yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of my African brothers, man, a lot of you guys love white women. So, are you looking for a white girl?
Yeah, I'm looking for a white woman.
And I'm not passing judgment because it's not really hard to find a woman. But the thing is, y'all want a white woman. Y'all have a specific fetish that y'all like.
Uh-huh.
If you want to get white women, man, you need to go to the Hollywood area. You got to go into the more metropolitan area of Los Angeles, because out there in Pomona, everything is, you know, everybody pretty much keeps to themselves out there. Pomona's a small place, so you want to go where the white women are a little more liberal, and that's going to be in the Hollywood area. Now, since you're from Africa, man, you use that to your advantage. You know what I'm saying? You got to tailor your bullshit around your background. You go to the clubs and front like you're like a diamond owner or something. You own a diamond mine. Front like you're the Prince of Zamunda, you know, that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to just play that up to your advantage. The foreign thing is a great thing. You can work that to your advantage to get your foot in the door with women. But definitely go out to the Hollywood area. Stick to the Sunset clubs, all the clubs that's around Sunset Boulevard. Those are the top-notch spots. And it's crawling with white women. You know, just go there with your game tight and listen to the podcast that I did on how to mac to white women. I did a whole podcast on how to spit at white women, and that'll give you some good tips right there, all right?
Okay, thank you, bro.
No problem.
All right, peace.
Man. Hotline.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
What's going on? What's your name?
David.
What's up, Dave? Where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Okay. What part of Ohio are you in?
Springfield.
Oh, okay. And what's your question, sir?
I just want to say you're pretty cool, man. I like your books, that kind of thing.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I got you on MySpace, so we write to each other occasionally.
Oh, okay. Cool. Did you have a question or you just wanted to give a shout-out?
A little of both.
Okay, what's your question?
Let's see. Well, I wanted to ask you, like, you remember when you were talking about the towns, like the five towns, like Miami and L.A. and all that stuff?
Yes.
All right, are those the same place where you can, like, make the most paper, too, man?
Yeah. Those are the biggest paper states. And it really depends on what you do as well. What do you do or what do you want to do as a career?
Well, I want to major in, I'm majoring in communications.
Okay.
So I'm going to probably, I don't know, do maybe some maybe image consulting or media consulting, a little of everything.
Okay, yeah, if you want to do anything as far as the media, man, your best spots are New York and Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, the five dime cities are Los Angeles, New York, Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. Mm-hmm. And not only Houston and Dallas are pretty much neck and neck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But as far as money, those are the five best places where the money is as well. That's why all the dimes go there. All the dimes gravitate towards the money.
Right, right. What about I was thinking of Miami, though.
That's what I said. Nice. Yeah, Miami is a great spot, man. You would love Miami. Miami is real nice. It's a nice little hustle city. So you can check that out as well. All right?
Oh, yeah. Man.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for the call. Man. What's going on out there in Radio Land? How you guys doing? By the way, for those who don't know the number for the hotline is 818-574-8381. And I want to remind people to get the book, my book, Player Be Played. That's the book for women, but men can read it too. You can get that at Amazon.com. And you can also get the Mac Within at Amazon.com. Very good book. Very good read. Very good book. Damn good read. And I want to read some emails from some of my listeners. I got an email from a brother named Homer Pimpson. And Homer placed a blog on my MySpace page. And I have an advice section on my MySpace page. And some of my assistant, Max, they've been answering him, but I got some answers for him as well. Homer said he's been talking to a girl for a while, but then she went away out of town and they're doing the long distance thing. He goes on to say that she used to call me every night, but now she stopped. I asked her why, and she said because school started and she got exams. And she used to call me baby names like hun and boo and baby and all this stuff. But now she hasn't called me those names in a while. She just stopped. She said she still likes me. And I always think negative because I think she has other niggas. Okay. I'm trying to edit this thing in my mind here. She also talks to me on MSNBC. No, MSN. Some kind of message board. Some kind of instant messenger, rather. And one time she told me she would be right back, but she left me hanging for like 20 minutes. And then I'd be like, yo, what's up with that? And she'd be like, oh, I had to do something. So basically, I'm trying to decipher what he's saying. He was chatting with her online one time. She stepped away from the computer and left him there hanging for 25 minutes. He goes on to say, she's confusing me right now. She tells me she likes me, and she begs me to come out to her state. Then she plays games like that. I need to know what's up with her and how should I handle this situation like a G. And make it like it used to be. Because I don't want to charge her to the game for now. But just once, I want to learn how to handle this situation. And again, I'm trying to decipher this because cats be sending me emails and blogs and notes. And they don't put no periods or no comma into what they're saying. So the rest of the letter says, I don't see why she treats me differently because I got mad girls on my dick and she be thinking I'm fucking them. So guys, tell me how to make this better because I want to be with her. Okay, so basically this guy has a woman. She was kicking it with him. She was all lovey-dovey whoop-de-whoop. She went off to school. And now she got brand new on him. And this is a common theme that a lot of my players have been going through. And I've been trying to school cats on this. And I talked about this on the College Mackin show. When women go off to school, their whole vibe changes because they're in a new environment. These women are exposed to different stuff. And a lot of people just grow. Just like fellas, when you go off to another place, when you go off to another state or go off to college, your vibe is going to change. You're going to get exposed to a diverse group of women. And the thing is, when you date somebody, man, both of you motherfuckers have to grow at the same time. And Homer sounds like in your situation, you're doing the same thing that you guys used to do. And she's starting to grow a little bit. So you guys, shouldn't even be in a serious relationship anyway at this young age, because if you guys are just going off to school right now, you're very young. You cannot get into no situation, a serious relationship like this, at such a young age. A lot of my young cats kill me with these serious-ass relationships when you're 18 and 19. You have to go through your player stage. She has to go through her attention whore stage. And I've been talking about this on the last set of shows. That shit is really real. Let me take a call real quick. Hotline.
How you doing, Tariq?
What's up, Playboy? Who is this?
This is Shoddy.
Shoddy, what's up, Shoddy? Where you calling from?
From Los Angeles.
Cool. So what's your question, bro?
Hey, I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Like, is it okay when you go on a first date? Are you supposed to be opening doors and be like a gentleman or no? You don't have to.
Hell
do that.
No. Hell no.
My friend said that it's okay to do that, but Thomas said that you're being a bad guy.
Hell no. Don't do all that brown nosing bullshit, man. Sometimes when I go out with girls and, you know, I go to my car and open my door, they look at me like, you're not going to open my door? I'm like, well, damn, bitch, you ain't going to come to my house and cook dinner? I'm like, if you want to go old-fashioned, let's go all the way old-fashioned, goddammit. You need to be at the house cooking and cleaning. That's what the women did in the old-fashioned days. That's the thing. A lot of women want to play it both ways. They want to be new age, then they want to flip it to be old-fashioned. You got to make up your damn choice. Now, if you want to be new age, bitch, open my door. You dig what I'm saying? If you want to be new age with it, take me to dinner. But make up your mind, and you stay a boss about yours. But don't be opening up them car doors. I don't do all that stuff, and you shouldn't do it either. Don't do the gentleman thing. I always say that the definition of a gentleman is a man who hasn't hit that ass yet. You dig?
Don't be a gentleman. Don't be a gentleman.
Be you. Be yourself, because when you start that gentleman stuff, she's going to kind of put you in a trick category, because women know that you're doing that to get your foot in the door so you can get some ass. Women know that. You got to put that ass into a non sequitur situation. You have to let her know that she really has no value to you like that. That you guys are just going to kick it. You're going to get to know her. You're going to vibe with her and see where her head's at on a friendship level. That's the kind of mentality that you want to throw her way. You got to kind of put her in the friend zone. Don't let her put you in the friend zone, but treat her like one of the homies. And that's going to make her, that's going to make her vibe for your attention. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, bro. Thanks for the
call.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, you guys stop all that gentleman shit. Opening doors and putting your coats over puddles. Those save-a-ho-ass niggas. And I've been out with women before, and I go to my car, and when a woman asks me, am I going to open up her door, they get, you got to be out your goddamn mind. Opening your door, I don't know you from a can of paint. Now, if you just that bitch and you bring a lot of shit to the table and you bring in some money or some tangibles or you handle some business, you know, I might roll the window down for your ass. I might unlock the door for you. I might let you get under my umbrella. But all that old brown nose and save a whole nonsense, nah. We cutting all that out since all you women are so damn independent. Let's call them out on that. Be independent then. If you're old-fashioned, let's get old-school with it. If you're going to be old-fashioned, come to my house and bake cookies. That'll be our date. That's the first date. That's how them women used to do back in the day. Back in the day when a woman went on a date with a guy, they would come over to the house. You know, the man would go to her house, sit on the porch, drink lemonade. The woman go out in the backyard, kill a pig with her bare hands, and cook that shit. That's what women did back in the day. Shit. Anyway. Let me see what other emails I got. Also, back to Homer Pimpson, the guy I was giving advice for. Now, Homer's in a situation where the woman is off to college and she's kind of acting funny towards him. And you got to kind of accept that this woman is growing, player, and charge that to the game. Also, what she's doing is some blatantly disrespectful stuff to you by chatting with you and talking to you on the phone and leaving you on hold. I don't like when women leave me on hold for 1 minute. If you leave me on hold for like more than 20 seconds, just don't call me back. Talk to whoever the fuck it was you were talking to. I'm not sitting on hold waiting on your ass twiddling my thumbs. I got shit to do. And fellas, you got to have that kind of mentality. Don't ever let no woman put you on hold for no 25 minutes and you sit there like a dumbass and wait. Sometimes women want you to check them And that might be a situation where this woman wants you to step up to the plate and man up. Women always test dudes. Women like testing a dude to see how much they can get away with. And Homa, this sounds like what your chick was doing and you failed the test. When a woman keeps you on, well, you shouldn't have held on for no damn 25 minutes. Number one. And even if your woman puts you on hold, you say, yo, well, you know, that ain't cool. I'm about to put you on punishment. You're getting a timeout for a week. And Homer, I need to see what she looks like too, player, because that has a lot to do with it, man. I want to see what she looks like. You got to send a picture, homie. Because you guys be killing me with the pictures of these broads, man, and you guys are belly aching over these females, and they're not even dimes. We go through all this stuff, and you guys go through all these trials and tribulations over the women, and they are not even dimes. That absolutely kills me. Now, I got another email from a gentleman from MySpace, and he wanted to know, how many times do you call a girl if she doesn't answer her phone? Good question. If you call a woman once and she doesn't answer her phone and you leave a message, you let her call back. If she doesn't call back, fuck her. Now, if you've been talking to a woman, you've established a vibe with her, and you find yourself calling a number of times and she's not responding, the maximum is 3 calls. If you call a woman more than 3 times and she doesn't call you back, you're being a bugaboo to her. She's purposely avoiding your calls. All right, now this is 2006. Communication is everywhere. People will answer their phones. There's nothing wrong with nobody's phone. When people say shit like, oh, my phone was broken, oh, my bullshit. Phones have one function, to ring and dial out. That's it. So when people say their phone was broke, they didn't get the call, that's bullshit. They got the call, nigga. And when a female doesn't answer her phone, that means she's with the next nigga. Plain and simple. She wasn't that damn busy. Nobody's that busy where they just don't answer their phone, especially if they live in one of these little hick-ass cities. If the bitch work at Popeye's Chicken, she ain't that damn busy. Now, unless she got fish grease and flour on her hand, she has no excuse. So my answer to that, you should call a woman once. I say that you should let the women call you, because a woman has to choose you. You can call her until you're blue in the face. That's why I'm not big on getting numbers. I'm really not that big on getting a girl's number. I always give my number out to the girl and just say, hey, just call me. Call me at such and such a time. Because women to give the number out easily. It's not that hard to get a number, but that doesn't mean you're in good with the woman. A lot of women like to have men calling them, sweating them. A lot of women like the fact that they can sit up and play little phone games and screen their calls and all that. I don't get into that stuff. If a woman is a real woman and she's serious about hooking up with a real ass nigga, dial those digits. Holler at me when you're on some real shit. But players, do not play phone tag with no women. Calling up, leaving messages over and over. That makes you seem desperate. You know what I'm saying? As a man, as a player, you got to seem like you are in demand. You have to seem like you have better shit to do. And not just seem like it, you need to have better shit to do. And even if you don't, seem like you do. But don't sit up in the house dialing a bitch's number, listening to Lionel Richie in the background. Wondering where she is? Fuck her. She don't answer her phone. She ain't cooperating. You step to the next female. You keep on campaigning until you get elected. You feel me? And the game is deep like that. The game is about common sense. And I always hear a few naysayers. Very few. Who almost disrespect the game, but they don't quite disrespect the game, but they kind of question the game, and I don't like that. Now, my audience is basically men. I won't, you know what, it's primarily men, but I have a large female audience. I do. Contrary to the stuff that you believe or read on a lot of these message boards, I have a very big female audience. The women who like my stuff are very attractive women. If you look at, like, my comment page and the women who leave me messages, most of the women are very beautiful. My female audience consists of, like, models, top-notch women, dimes. That's basically my female audience. When you read all these different message boards, all the We Hate Tariq Nasheed boards, and I'm going to do a show later on this week about all my hate mail and all the people who hate me. I'm going to do a whole show about that because it's some funny shit. People who like me love me. People who hate me think I'm the Antichrist. And I want to read some of the hate mail on the air. And we all know about some of the message boards that I feuded with, or not even feuded with, just basically destroyed credibility. But a lot of the message boards are the women who go to certain message boards and talk shit about me, my naysayers. The women are usually toe-up-ass women who don't nobody want anyway. So, of course, they're going to be mad. That's why they're so passionate about their anger. Most women who like my stuff are women who respect the game. Very attractive women who don't have a chip on their shoulder. Now, my audience, again, is men. Now, every now and then, we get a few naysayers. You get a few square-ass dudes who don't quite respect the game. Every now and then, I hear rumblings. I do. Every now and then, I do. And I have a problem with them dudes. And the reason why I have a problem with them, excuse me, the reason why I have a problem with those guys is because these dudes put a black eye in the game. Because guys like me, we try to help niggas like that. And you try to help niggas like that and they don't appreciate it. They have a feminized mentality and they want to talk down on the game. They'll say some shit like, I don't need no game. Or they'll say some shit like, I heard Tariq Nasheed stuff. I heard Tariq stuff and I already knew that. That kills me when I hear niggas say shit like that. Especially square niggas. Because whenever niggas say shit like that, usually it's a nigga with a fucked up ass broad and no game. And I talked about this in one of my podcasts. There was one dude sent me an email like, hey man, all my friends love you. You know, I really don't need your book. You know, I'm just giving you props anyway, but I big ups on what you do. I got a lady already and, you know, the game ain't really for me, but, you know, I got a lady already. And he was bragging on his bitch. Just bragging on her. And he was like, yeah, check me and my lady out on the MySpace page. I seen this nigga's lady. He's all hugged up with her. He's all hugged up with his lady all over the page. And that shit looked like some shit from the Discovery Channel. It looked like somebody captured a wounded, retarded hippo. And this nigga's all posed up and hugged up with the bitch. This nigga is bragging about this Mutual of Omaha moose face bitch talking about he don't need no game. Niggas like that are the main ones who need game. And again, I travel the country and I see some of the broads that some of these cats are messing with. Some of these cats are brown nosing. They're not even fives. They're twos and threes. And the fact is, a lot of you cats do need game. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And a lot of people say, well, Tariq stuff is common sense. I say that. I always talk about my formula, GIC squared. What does that mean? Game, intelligence, and common sense. I do speak common sense. A lot of the shit I do and a lot of the stuff I say is all about common sense. The dating game is a lot about common sense. But the thing is, a lot of dudes these days aren't using common sense. So before we can get into the game of it or get deep about the intelligence of it, we got to get the common sense in order. A lot of you cats are not using common sense. When you're wifing up these hood rats, that's not common sense. When you're getting these mud duck looking women pregnant, that's not common sense. When you got these females making you fight each other, that's not using common sense. When you fucking the neighborhood toss up and then trying to wife her up, that's not using common sense. When females got you tricking and ain't fucking you, that's not using common sense. You dig what I'm saying? So we got to take care of the common sense before we can get deep into the intelligence and the game part of it. Because the game and the intelligence part is going to go over your head if you're not grounded in common sense. So I break down different elements of the game. Some days I just talk about some common sense shit. Some days I get into some real game shit about strategies and techniques. Some days I'm just on some intelligence shit. I'm breaking down the history of the game and the psychology of the game. So I break it down in different terms every day. The show is very diverse if you listen to the show. Some of my diehards know what I'm talking about. Some days are more deep. Some days are more lighthearted. Sometimes I'm just clowning people. Sometimes I'm chopping it up with the audience. That's how we do it on the Mac Lessons radio show. For all you naysayers, I'm watching your ass. Don't think you be saying little shit and I don't be hearing. Now with the women, I don't give a shit. That's their job to talk shit about the game. Especially them hood rats, because it's a threat. This game is very threatening to them. This is going to destroy their well-being. Because hood rats and lackluster-ass broads, their whole MO is pulling the wool over the men's eyes. Not letting men know the truth. Not letting men know their true value. So they can get over on your ass. They don't want niggas like me breaking this game down. That's why if you go to these little hood rat ass message boards, they got these We Hate Tariq threads where about 8,000-9,000 people have checked them out. Those Tariq Nasheed threads on these message boards are very popular for a reason. Because I'm a threat. If I wasn't a threat, wouldn't even be a thing. But I'm a threat to them because they know that I'm trying to wake you cats up. And if I wake you cats up, they know that you're not going to be fucking with them. You feel me? So that's why I don't want to hear any kind of naysaying from the guys out there. I know that it's inevitable. It happens. You just have a bunch of dudes who don't respect the game, but I still check you on it. Some cats, the game ain't for them. Some guys are so seeped and simping, they can't be changed. The game just won't work for them. Some guys have been so reprogrammed into being squares and so reprogrammed into being tricks, you just can't do nothing for them. But for the real players out there who respect the game, we're going to keep this movement going. This movement is a serious thing. We're going to change the whole face of the game. We're making history as we speak. And I want all you true players to be a part of the history making of Mackin. Anyway, that's been today's edition of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Don't forget, tomorrow on Monday, October 9th. It's Sunday, October 8th now, but Monday, October 9th, check out MTV Made at 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. If you're at work, take off work, goddammit. If you're in jail, trade your cigarettes to get a better seat to watch the show. If you're at school, play hooky. If you work in the strip club, sit this lap dance out and go watch the show. And don't forget, maclessons.com, myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. I will holler at you players tomorrow. Holler.